Hollywood and Hidden Creek Road residents may return.
Pitching in his second year for Las Vegas. Making his 26th outing, including one spot start, 2-3 record, and a 6.34 ERA to this point. He's set on 1-2. Here's the offering. Alvarez waves and misses for strike three. That was the slider. It was high and inside, breaking into the zone. Alvarez unable to adjust. Set down on strikes for the first time tonight. It's the fifth strikeout for Oklahoma City batters. One out, one on for Miguel Vargas. Drove in a run on a sacrifice fly in the third. A well-struck ball to left center field. He also singled in the first. His league-leading 94th hit of the year. Talese still off of first, just a couple of steps off the bag. Right-handed batting left fielder Vargas. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back. Garrett Acton threw two scoreless innings. Didn't throw long enough as a starter to qualify for the win. Grant Holmes threw a matching two innings, but with the offense coming around in spades behind him, likely at this point, the pitcher of record. Going to be up to the scorekeeper's discretion in a bullpen game like this. Aaron Brown missing inside for ball one. And a fastball at 94. Not as hard as the Southern California native will ramp it in there. Brown's out of the West Hills in California. About 45 minutes from Dodger Stadium. He's kind of on the opposite end of the city. Dodger Stadium on the southeast side of L.A. 1-1 pitch. Hit into the seats. Chopped down the right field side for strike two. Brown stayed close to home. Went to college in Malibu. Former Pepperdine Wave. Drafted three times total. Once out of high school. Once after his freshman year in 2013. And third time he was drafted was the charm. Phillies picked him in the third round of 2014. Here's the two-strike pitch. Just getting a piece of it there is Vargas. Foul ball back to the netting. Keeps it 1-2. Of course, Brown, a well-documented past as an outfielder. He was a position player when he was drafted. Two-way player in college. 94 in high school. Dominant stuff if you can throw that hard that young. Deals to Vargas here as he pops it up right side foul ground, heading back towards the seats as Kelly runs out of room as it bounces into the fifth row of seats. Kelly running on top of the rolled up tarp that was in use earlier. For Brown, in both high school and college, he played in the outfield every game that he didn't pitch. He was that valuable as a player. Batted 309 and had a 1.95 ERA in 17 starts his senior year at Pepperdine. Vargas hits this one high to straightaway center. A couple of steps back and settling underneath for Christian Pache as he makes a two-hand catch in front of the chest for out number two. Talese retreats back to the bag at first for Michael Bush, who's flied out twice. And Brown, a hitter for the first 4 years of his professional career. It wasn't until 2017 when he began to pitch. Moved up the ranks quickly due to his advanced age. Left-handed batting Bush. It's a nicely spotted fastball. Dotted on the outside at 95 from Brown for strike one. In his career as a batter, Aaron Brown, a .253 hitter. 22 home runs and 401 games for the minor league levels. He bounces one in. Great block by Langoliers. Talese not the fleetest of foot off the bag at first. Didn't make a motion towards second. With the count even at one. Most home runs that Brown hit in a season was 11. Spent the entirety of the 2015 season playing the outfield for the Clearwater Threshers of the Florida State League. Bush. It's a screamer that clears the net into the left field side, bouncing around in an empty section of seats. And with a 1-2 count against him, Brown trying to go quickly through the fifth. Brown made 14 relief appearances in that 2017 season, first year as a pitcher. Here's his offering to Bush. He checks the swing. It's a called strike three nonetheless. 94 perfectly placed down and away. And Aaron Brown, after walking Tomas Talese, strikes out Eddie Alvarez, gets Miguel Vargas to pop out, and Gets Michael Bush to take a called strike three. So far, so good for Brownie and the Aviators. We've played five innings full. Las Vegas dominating, leading Oklahoma City 8-1.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiflex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multiflex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Dylan Betances, 6'8" right-hander into the game for the second straight night. Aviators leading the Dodgers 8-1 here on a Friday. Betances in behind Mark Washington, who needed 30 pitches to get through an inning and a third. No runs on one hit, no walks, and a couple of strikeouts. Fan Mickey McDonald and froze Drew Jackson with strike three back-to-back to end the Aviators half of the fifth. Betances in for the second time in as many days. Facing off against the top of the Las Vegas lineup, it's Kevin Smith, 0-3 with three strikeouts in his first three at-bats. Betances, more known for his time with the Yankees and the Mets, deals a 91-mile-an-hour fastball over the outer third for a strike. Betances pitched yesterday, 14 pitches over three batters. Walked McKinney, struck out Garcia, walked Kelly, and was yanked. A knuckle curve that's taken for a call strike two by Smith, taking both of the first two pitches. Seemingly for the first time in a while, Smith usually very aggressive early in the count. Betances comes set, the 0-2. Smith swings and misses at a fastball up. Four strikeouts and four at-bats for Kevin Smith, and Betances off to a better start tonight than he was last night. Both of the runs that he allowed on scored against him. Vince Fernandez doubling home, the only two runs in an 11-2 defeat. Right-handed batting Christian Pache steps in with one out, nobody on here in the top of the sixth. Swings at the first pitch and launches it straight back. Pache cleared the bases on a 3-RBI double in the fourth. He walked and scored in the third. Rounded out up the middle in the first. A great grab by the second baseman, Bush, who shifted over on the third base side. The one from Betances misses up. 92 on the fastball. A far cry from 100 with run like he used to have. 34-year-old Dylan Betances trying to get back to the major leagues would be with his third team. First team outside New York. It was a curveball. Great movement. Fooling Pache, who swings and misses for strike two. This is the seventh outing, including last night, for Betances. 0-1 with a 5.06 earned run average. Seven strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings, including the Smith K here in the sixth. He's ahead 1-2 on Pache. Deals out of the stretch. Missing just outside 91 on that fastball. Betances picked up as a minor league free agent on April 7th. Back and forth between Oklahoma City in the Complex League. As Pache goes the other way, a high drive to right center. Over to try to grab it as Outman. Center fielder on the track makes the catch. That's the second ball tonight that James Outman has covered plenty of ground, roaming the range out there and robbing base hits and then some. Ache put good wood on it, but into the outstretched glove of the center fielder for out number two. Having a great series this week is Vince Fernandez. Homer to straightaway center field in the third. It's his fifth hit of the set. They're all for extra bases. Betances misses high with a curveball. Vince has also struck out in the first and flied out in the fourth. The numbers for Betances in four complex league outings, sparse. Flips the inner third on a tumbling curveball, flipping it at 80 miles an hour for strike one. In four games, all starts. Was without a decision, but a 7.36 ERA. Struck out 7 over 3 and 2 thirds, but gave up a .400 opponent batting average against. Missing in the dirt with a fastball. Two balls and a strike that count to left-handed batting Fernandez. Talked about it yesterday, but the approach for some of these complex league batters against a big-time name like Dellin Betances, they swing early and are extremely aggressive. Aggressive here on a pitch out of the zone is Fernandez, popping it down the third base side and out of play on a foul ball. But you see guys rehabbing, coming back from surgery, or just trying to get back into shape playing in those complex leagues, and they facing off against 17 to 19, 20-year-olds, and they're chomping at the bit to get a piece of you. As Fernandez launches one high into the air, playable for the center fielder Outman. Couple of steps back and now in for the center fielder as he makes the catch over the left shoulder for out number three. Aviators down in order for just the second time tonight. A much better outing so far for Betances than yesterday, where he was charged for two runs. After five and a half innings, though, the Aviators still with a big-time lead. Over 8-1, the score over Oklahoma City.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
After throwing 19 pitches in the bottom of the fifth inning, Aaron Brown back out for another inning of work atop the mound for the Aviators. They'll lead the Dodgers 8-1 into the bottom of the sixth. He gets ahead of Jason Martin, left-handed batting right fielder. Takes a first pitch fastball call for a strike one. Strike out and two flyouts to center. The three batters for the Aviators in the top of the sixth, but with plenty of a lead. Brown getting ahead 0-2 now. 94 on the fastball for strike two. Martin 0-2. With a pop out up the middle and a ground out to second. They're shifted to the right against him. Smith all alone on the left. Missing just up and away is Brown. He thought he had strike three. Instead, 95 just off the outside to Martin. Moves it 1-2. With Stefan Romero waiting on deck. Brown out of the full wine fires. Martin hits it off the end of the bat into the seats down the left field line. We The Aviators need your help in the Ballpark Digest Best of the Ballparks fan vote at the AAA level. Las Vegas Ballpark, the reigning defending world champion, as Martin waves at a slider way outside for strike three. Third strikeout for Brown. It's coming a four-batter stretch, and it's ahead. One out, nobody on in the sixth, and brings up Stefan Romero, who struck out and walked so far. Ballpark Digest Best of the Ballparks fan vote has become a big deal around minor league baseball. The teams really vying for fan votes. Right-handed batting designated hitter Romero takes a called strike one. Nicely placed fastball at the knees. The Aviators taking on fifth, third field here in the round two of the bracket style voting. Of course, the home of the Toledo Mudhens. Brownie deals a changeup outside, picked out of the dirt by Langoliers for ball one. Find the link on the Las Vegas Aviators Twitter feed at AviatorsLV or at ballparkdigest.com. As this fastball hits Romero in the foot, caught him on the front left foot. He does have a shin guard on, but does not have the flap that goes over the foot. Not a lot of guys have that attachment on anymore. And Brown hits Romero. Hobbles down the first base side. Fourth batter that Brown has knocked on the ear with a pitch. Brown trying to induce a double play ball off the bat of Ryan Noda. Left-handed swinging first baseman who took a called strike three against Grant Holmes in the fourth. And singled in the second. Off of first with a hobbled left foot is Romero. As Notas swings and slaps a foul ball down the left field line, out of play. Again, Best of the Ballparks. Go vote for Las Vegas Ballpark. BallparkDigest.com or the link on the pinned tweet at the top of the profile at AviatorsLV on Twitter. Nothing in one. A count to Nota. Brown fires. Left on left matchup goes even as he misses outside. Truist Field just outside of Atlanta taking on Southwest University Ballpark, home of the El Paso Chihuahuas. A really cool field at the AAA level. The newest among them, Polar Park in Worcester. Las Vegas Ballpark second, built in 2019. Meanwhile, Brown deals a changeup low. That thing was out of the hand below the knees the entire time. Downfield deep and straight up against Noda. Fouls a fastball back to the screen. 93 on the gun from Brownie, and the count goes even at two. It's really interesting how big this Best of the Ballparks fan vote has gotten. Of course, they take the top 32 stadiums. Can't do all of them in a 16 matchup bracket. Ball up and away for ball three. Loads the count full to Noda with a runner on first and one down. James Outman, the center fielder, awaiting on deck. Las Vegas Ballpark, the winner last year. That was in Bradenton in the 2019 season when the Pirates Advanced A affiliate won for the single A level. So if nothing else, do it for me. Brown freezes Noda. Called strike three on a changeup. That's the fourth strikeout for Brown in an inning and two-thirds. He's struck out four of the last six batters he's faced. Trying to extend the streak against Outman, who's got a K on the docket so far. Took a call strike three against Acton in the second and was barely tipped by a pitch out of the hand of Grant Holmes in the fourth inning. First pitch, a front door slider. Call for strike one over the inner third. Great look to the left-handed batting Outman. There is action. The Oklahoma City bullpen beyond the left field fence. A right-hander getting loose. After one inning of work from Betances. Outman takes outside. Fastball evening up the count. That's the right-hander Justin Hagenman getting loose. Hagenman wearing number 31. See if he comes in the top of the seventh. Very likely. For a 1-2-3-6 from Betances. Falling way off the mound as he fires that pitch outside is Aaron Brown. And fastball goes as ball two with Stefan Romero on first and two outs here in an 8-1 game. Eight runs, seven hits for the Aviators. A A run on three hits and an error so far tonight for OKC. Altman fouls a fastball straight back, and the count even at two. Just three hits tonight, and no player that's recorded a hit for Oklahoma City has gone past second. Tomas DeLise with the only run scored, walked, and was driven in on a sacrifice fly. Here's the pitch from Brown. In the dirt, a great block by Langeliers. On a changeup. Low the count at 3-2. With two outs, Dalton Kelly backs off the runner at first. Romero's going to move with the pitch. Brown trying to get out of the sixth unscathed. Takes the sign from Langeliers, who sets up outside. The runner goes. Here's the 3-2 pitch. High inside. It's ball four. It's the second walk issued by Brown. He's also hit a batter. And with two on and two down, brings up Jacob Maya, light hitting shortstop. He's 0 for 2 tonight, 1 for 16 in the series. And pitching coach Steve Connolly out to have a word with Aaron Brown, who's plodding away at the bottom of the mound, the spot where his plant foot lands. He's kind of just kicking it around. Now Connolly gets out to the mound, and they have a nice discussion. So it's Romero on second, Altman on first. Nobody up. Actually, a right-hander just now starting to get loose for the Aviators. Looked out there as he fired his first warm-up pitch. And it's Adam Kolarik, the southpaw. So Kolarik getting loose behind Aaron Brown. Brown hopes that he doesn't come in until the seventh. It would mean he's able to get through the sixth. So Amaya in from the right with two on and two down in an 8-1 game. Aviators on top big time. Brown comes set looking at second. A big, deep breath before he fires the first pitch. It's down and inside. 94 on the fastball from Brown. Brown in 23 games last year for Las Vegas, dominant out of the pen. 2-1 with a 2.49 ERA, just over 25 innings. Maya chops this one to third. Grabbed by McDonald. He'll take it to the bag at third himself. Great job by Aaron Brown to get out of a jam. On a five unassisted fielder's choice to wrap up the sixth inning. Aviators leading big time, and after six innings full, the score, Las Vegas 8, Oklahoma City 1.
Hey, Chuck, who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Las Vegas leading 8-1. On to the top of the seventh we go, and a new arm into the game is the right-hander Justin Hagenman, the fifth pitcher of the night for Oklahoma City. Dylan Betances, a 1-2-3-6 after he was wild all over the place last night. Two walks and a strikeout last night. One strikeout and two flyouts over 13 pitches in a 1-2-3-6. Betances leaves with a no decision. The former Penn State Nittany Lion, Justin Hagenman, deals to the former Baylor Bear, Shea Langeliers, as the top prospect in the A system takes a fastball for a called strike. Shea has reached three times tonight, although only once by a base hit. Hagenman misses away with a fastball to even it up. Right-handed batting catcher walked in the second, reached on an error by the second baseman Bush in the third inning, and singled to drive in Pache in the fourth. It's this one on the ground at third, a high hop picked up by Eddie Alvarez, who fires a strike across the diamond in time. So Langeliers kept off the base pass for the first time this evening, and brings up Dalton Kelly, who's 0 for 3, two strikeouts, and a double play that he grounded into in the second. Hagenman was the 23rd round pick of the Dodgers in 2018. And fourth-year pro, pitching in his 21st game for Oklahoma City tonight. Kelly goes the other way. A line drive to left center field. Heading back is Outman. Center fielder won't get it. It bounces off the base of the wall and back towards the field of play. Fired in by the left fielder Vargas, limiting Dalton Kelly to a one-out double. It's his first hit of the night, his seventh of the series, and it's two-bagger number five for DK. Wasting no time. Let that pitch travel deep in the zone. Just a flick of the wrist at a ball that split the outfielders in left center. 4-15 to the deepest part of the yard, just in front of the pitch clock in left center field. Kelly would have hit that one off the top of the wall and a lot of other yards. So he's on second, leading off as Jeremy Garcia settles into the right-hand batter's box. Second baseman Bush checking the runner, with Garcia taking a changeup for strike one. Hagenman with OKC, a 4-1 record, and an 8.26 ERA. That hit the 32nd he's given up in just under 29 innings of work. 28 strikeouts to 13 walks. Opponents coming into tonight batting 287 against him. He fires a fastball at the letters. 92 on the gun. That's taken for a called strike two. Garcia behind. Hagenman was called up on April 26th. Made five relief outings for Double A Tulsa before the call-up. Change up outside for ball one. He spent all of last year in Double A Tulsa, advancing up the ladder one rung each year. 7-4 record and a 3.45 ERA a year ago for Hagenman. Lanky at 6'3", 205. Deals out of the stretch on 1-2. Spins a slider away. Good watch there by Garcia on a pitch that bounced. This is the second outing of the series for Hagenman. He hope it goes better than the first. Pitch since the opener on Monday, and there's a reason for that. 2-2 to Garcia. Outside, fastball for ball three to load the count. Billy McKinney watching on deck. Hagenman came in as the first man out of the pen by Jose Martinez. It was in the midst of an 11-batter, 8-run fourth inning, with seven of the runs charged to Hagenman. Here's the payoff offering to Deramis Garcia. A swing and a miss, slider way out for strike three. First time Garcia has been set down on strikes tonight. The Aviators with 11 strikeouts so far in the game. And in now is Billy McKinney. Perfect on the night, 2-for-2 with a two-run homer. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth and scored and singled. Stranded on in the fifth inning. Two, Hagenman and McKinney squared off on Monday. McKinney took a walk, one of the five that he's earned in this series. First pitch slider over the inner third, getting ahead, nothing and one on a called strike is Hagenman, who gave up seven runs on six hits and a walk over two innings of work. Couldn't quite get out of the fourth inning. Just missing outside, trying to dot the fastball on the black of the outside of the plate, but the count goes one ball, one strike. Prior to that outing where he was blown up on the 4th of July, hadn't given up more than an earned run in seven outings, dating all the way back to June 8th. It's McKinney to swing and miss here. Fastball blown by him up in the zone at 92. There are two scoreless innings against El Paso on the 30th of June. Two perfect innings, except six down, including a strikeout. ERA was at 6.49 following that. As McKinney swings and fouls one back off the leg of the catcher. Able to stay alive with a 1-2 count against him. An ERA at 6.49 before this series. Advancing almost two full runs with the blow-up spot over two innings in the fourth. 8-2-6. Almost a two-run differential in the ERA in one outing. Crowd getting loud as McKinney stands back in from the left. Hagenman deals from the stretch as McKinney pokes one straight back. The foul ball clearing the net, landing on the top roof level of the press box. The Aviators are going to have a good chunk of off days. Sunday and Monday, back-to-back off days for the first time this year. They play six games at home against Salt Lake. And they take 4 days off in a row for the All-Star break. And they kick off a 12-game road trip following in the month of July. Slider down and in. McKinney watching it all the way. Count goes all square at two. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield. Dalton Kelly leads off second. An 8-1 lead for the Aviators. Count 2-2. Here's the pitch. McKinney puts one in play on a roller to the right side. In shallow right field, it's the second baseman, Bush, gloving, turning, and firing to first in time. Dalton Kelly reaches on a one-out double, but that's it in the top of the seventh inning. No runs, one hit, one man left on, and it's stretch time in Oklahoma City. Get up, move around. After 6.5, it's the Aviators 8, the Dodgers 1.
Love seats, download the app to download Love Seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Love seats, share the love. Love seats.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Coming out of the stretch break in the bottom of inning number seven. A seven-run lead for Las Vegas, which they've enjoyed since the fourth. 8-1 the score. One left-hander to another. Aaron Brown out. Adam Kolarik in. The former Maryland Terrapin. 33-year-old southpaw to win up against the number nine batter in the OKC lineup to get the seventh started. Talese has faced off against the first pitch out of the pen from each of the three relief arms. As Kolarik gets ahead, nothing in one on a slider at the bottom of the zone for strike one. Grant Holmes came in and faced Talese to lead off the third. He walked him. Aaron Brown came in, faced Talese to lead off the fifth. He walked him. Kolarik deals out of the stretch on 0-1. Finds the outer third on another slider. Great look on a pitch that came in through the back door. And Kolarik, he doesn't walk Talese, it's a win, but he gets ahead, nothing in two here. Eddie Alvarez on deck. Number two batter, Miguel Vargas, waits in the hole. A.K., Adam Kolarik, set on 0-2. The pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Curveball at 78 that nearly fooled Talese, but he's able to stay alive. Aaron Brown was hitless through two innings. Walked a batter and... Or walked two batters, rather, and hit somebody else. Struck out four. They'll lead with a no decision. Talese waves and misses. Balls over as he does so. A dramatic strikeout from Adam Kolarik and sets down Thomas Talese. He has been kryptonite for Aviators relievers tonight up until the seventh. Talese down on strikes. And we're back to the top of the lineup for Eddie Alvarez. Well, it was a scheduled bullpen day today. I don't think that anyone anticipated it being this uniform. Acton, Holmes, Brown all going two innings, giving up a combined one run on three hits. Alvarez watching on a first pitch fastball that rides in on the knees. Gets ahead, one ball, no strikes. He's one for three on the night. Eddie Alvarez with one of the more unique backstories out of any professional baseball player, possibly ever. Takes one, down low from Kolarik for ball two. Alvarez, a competitive speed skater. Not just competitive, a world-class speed skater. Silver medalist in the 2014 Sochi Olympics in the 5,000-meter relay. Swinging a foul ball straight back, moves the count to 2-1. Alvarez, very good speed skater, Olympic level. He was one of the flag bearers in the London Olympics back in 2021 in baseball. First American baseball player to ever be picked as a flag bearer. Backs away from this fastball way up and in. And he's ahead 3-1. Alvarez in rare air. Only the Dodgers third baseman and legendary Jim Thorpe. Only two to appear in a major league game and then win a medal in a sport other than baseball. Change up at the knees brings the count full and nobody on and one out. 8-1 the lead for the Aviators in the bottom of the seventh. What makes the speed skating acumen even crazier for Alvarez is that he was born and raised in Miami. Not exactly an area known for its speed skating talent. Payoff pitch swung on and missed. Kolarik fans him with a fastball. Back-to-back punch-outs. Two up and two down so far in the bottom of the seventh. How about it tonight for AK? Trying to extend the seventh is Miguel Vargas. Number seven on the lineup card out in left field for the third straight game. He's still to this point driven in the only run tonight for the home side. On a sacrifice fly in the third, scoring Talese from third base. Right-handed batter out of Cuba. Watching all the way on a first pitch slider. Running across the entirety of the bottom of the zone for strike one. Vargas singled in the first and flied out to center in the fifth. Really got a hold of one off of Aaron Brown. Reined in by Christian Pache. He hits this one with some pop out to left center field. Pache on the run. Center fielder can't get it as it bounces off the base of the wall and over the fence for a ground rule double. Vargas just kind of put the bat head straight down at the ground. Generated a ton of momentum on the upswing and nearly left the yard. And off the base of the warning track and bounced over the fence. It's his 19th double of the year. Moves him all alone in third place on the PCL leaderboard. As Michael Busch stands in from the left, slightly open stance. He's got the hands held tight to the left ear. Takes a heater at 90, way off the outside. Left-on-left matchup goes 1-0. Former North Carolina Tar Heel, Michael Busch, 31st overall pick in the 2019 first-year player draft. Checks the swing, slider tumbling to the ground. Of course, this year's MLB first-year player draft, coinciding with the All-Star game. First day, first round on the 17th of July, same date is the Futures game, which Shea Langeliers will be playing in. One of three catchers selected to represent the American League. 3-0 now the count with Kolarik bouncing a fastball. Good block by Langeliers on a 91-mile-an-hour pitch. Of course, this year's draft going to be very interesting. Local product, Justin Crawford out of Bishop Gorman. Expected to be among the first 15 picks. Son of Carl Crawford, former big league outfielder. Watching all the way on 3-0, Bush takes a fastball down the pipe. Call for strike one. Still well ahead in the count. He's 0-3 on the day, however. There's a lot of former players with sons expected to be drafted in the first round in this year's draft. Bush chops a foul ball straight down, and from 3-0 to 3-2, Kolarik has the count full. There's Justin Crawford expecting to likely be in the top 15 or so picks. Jackson Holliday, son of former slugger Matt Holliday, expected to be a top 3 to 5 pick, and then likely the consensus number one pick, Drew Jones, son of Andrew Jones. Ground ball back up the middle, tipped off the glove of Kolarik. It's the shortstop, Smith, grabbing it, throwing to first, all in one motion, and it's in time for the out. The second baseman, Jackson, nearly crossing in front of him. So a four-batter seventh for Adam Kolarik. So far, so good in his first frame out of the pen. And the Aviators looking to add on. Two up in the top of the eighth, leading the Dodgers 8-1.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Steiner's the Nevada Stomp Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Stomp Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Back from the top of the eighth inning, 8-1, the Aviators on top of the Dodgers. 8-9-1 due up against Justin Hagenman, dealing on the second pitch of the inning. Chopped foul into the third base home side dugout by left-handed batting Aviators third baseman Mickey McDonald. He's walked twice, struck out in his most recent plate appearance in the fifth. It's Mark Washington that set him down on strikes. Justin Hagenman, the fourth bullpen arm used by Travis Barbary tonight. McDonald sticks the bat head out, pokes it back into the seats to be on the third base dugout. Count one ball, two strikes to Mickey with Drew Jackson and Kevin Smith. Second and third batters of the inning. Big Brian Howard getting loose for the Aviators beyond the right field fence. 6'9" right-hander out of TCU. McDonald hits a screaming line drive foul, held in by the protective netting in front of the seats on the third base line. It was a couple years ago, really like the 2018-2019 range, where extended netting was starting to make its way around all levels of baseball, especially up in the big leagues, but matriculating its way down, trickling into the minor leagues. But I'm all for it, especially in a situation like that. I want a hammer shot by McDonald as he hits this one lightly into shallow center field. Coming in is Outman. Center fielder sprints, stops on a dime, and catches it at the chest for out number one. McDonald now 0-2 with a pair of walks. Drew Jackson's 1-3. He's singled in the fourth. That single sandwiched between a swinging strikeout in the second and a looking strikeout in the fifth. We're talking in the last half inning about the upcoming first-year player draft. As Jackson swings and lightly lofts one up the middle. Jumping is the second baseman, Bush. He makes an over-the-shoulder catch. Second web jam of the night from the second baseman as Jackson pops out quickly for the second out of the eighth. Kevin Smith trying to put something in play. garner the golden sombrero tonight with four swinging strikeouts. And 26-year-old out of upstate New York. Last hope to extend the eighth. He swings to the first pitch, lines it up the middle, Bush dives to the forehand side and makes an amazing grab. Back-to-back stellar catches from Michael Bush, robbing the Aviators of back-to-back base hits. Las Vegas down in order in the eighth inning. Oklahoma City running out of time, due up, trailing by an 8-1 score.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Adam Kolarik out after one inning of work. It's Brian Howard in the toss in the bottom of the eighth inning. Oklahoma City due up with the Aviators leading 8-1. Kolarik, 18 pitches, 12 strikes. He threw one inning, gave up one hit. Two strikeouts, zeros elsewhere. He was especially efficient. Gave up a ground rule double to Miguel Vargas, but that was it. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out by Michael Bush, who made two outstanding catches to rob the Aviators in the top of the eighth. Jason Martin in from the left side. Right fielder takes a fastball up from Brian Howard, the 6'9" right-hander out of St. Louis, Missouri. Attended college at TCU. Former Horned Frog set at the belt. Long arm action, and the 1-0 fastball's in there. 90 miles an hour over the outside for strike one. Martin, the cleanup batter tonight, has led off in three of his four plate appearances. He's 0-3 with a pop-out, a ground-out, and a strikeout. Checks the swing on a pitch high. The appeal down the third base side, and yes, he did, says the third baseman, Taka Matsuda. The third baseman, the third base umpire. Third baseman McDonald is flipped over on the other side of the infield in the shift. Brian, into his 21st game of the year, deals on 1-2. Way down, blocked by Shea behind home plate. In 20 outings, including three spot starts, 2-1 the record and a 6.87 ERA. In 38 innings, 36 strikeouts to 16 walks. Opponents batting 325 against the lanky Brian Howard. He deals. Martin rips one to right field, a base hit, dropping in front of McKinney, who picks it up on the second bounce. Martin with just his third hit of the series. It's the second one that he's kept in the yard. He homered last night to extend the OKC lead. Singles here to lead off the eighth. Las Vegas on top, 8-1. And here's Stefan Romero, the designated batter. They're going to pinch hit Ty Kelly for Romero in the DH spot. So Romero finishes 0-1 with a strikeout, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Ty Kelly, well-traveled minor league veteran, pinch hitting. His switch hitter batting left. With a runner on first and nobody out after the leadoff single. Nicely spotted first pitch fastball from Brian Howard in their first strike. Kelly, who played for the Las Vegas 51s in 2016 and 18. Dallas, Texas native, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. 33-year-old holds the hands high. Leans into a pitch. That's a called strike two. Nicely spotted changeup from Howard on the outside. Kelly played for Tacoma to begin last year in the Seattle organization, where he was released, played for the Long Island Ducks in the Independent Atlantic League. He takes one just outside. Langoliers had popped up like it was strike three. He sure thought so, but the fastball missing. And Kelly stays alive. 21st outing for Kelly on the year, batting 159. No homers, three RBIs, and a double, and a one triple to go along with it. Backs away from this fastball inside. Langoliers with a similar pop-up to the pitch before. He thought that one was strike three as well. Instead, it's 2-2 to Kelly. Martin on first, and Ryan Noda awaiting on deck. Middle infield pinched. Double play positioning as Howard fires. Kelly hits one right back up the middle, nearly took Howard's head off. Rolling into center as it's picked up by Pache. Howard went down to the back as Kelly nearly took his cap off. Howard laid flat on his back. A deep sigh of relief as even at 6'9", that one just a bit too high. So now runners on first and second after back-to-back singles to lead off the inning. Kelly on first, Martin on second. Brings up Ryan Noda. He's one of three. Aviators leading 8-1 in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch swing by Noda, and a foul ball that clears the yard straight back. Howard is pitching for the second time in the series. He threw back on Tuesday. Gave up two runs on two hits in his lone inning of work. Finished it up in an 8-3 final. Zach McKinstry took him deep and then was called up the next day. Curveball waved and missed by Noda at 72 on the gun. Howard taking a lot off of that one. Great separation from the fastball. Sits 90-93 with the heater. Curveball in the low 70s along with the changeup and a slider. Time called with Noda stepping out before the 0-2 pitch. McDonald is all alone on the left with the shortstop Smith, keeping an eye on Martin off second with a big lead. No hold on of Kelly at first. 0-2 curveball ripped to the right side. Past the diving Jackson into right field. Rounding third, heading to the plate is Martin as the throw from the right fielder McKinney goes to second. Three straight base hits to begin the eighth, and the Dodgers bite into the lead. Aviators still on top, but it's now 8-2. Perfectly placed. With Kelly, the first baseman, and Jackson, the second baseman, both diving. Neither of them could cut it off. Jackson slamming his hand into the grass after he did so. He looked like he was going to be able to get there. Martin scores, and here comes Steve Connolly, the pitching coach. And there is action in the bullpen behind Howard. Miguel Romero warming up. Miguel threw 26 pitches in an inning of work last night. So a quick call to the pen to get Romero loosening. Martin, Romero, and Noda all with base hits on line drives through the infield. RBI number 42 on the year for Noda. It's the eighth run he's driven in the series. Kelly advances from second, make it first to third, a two-base advance, with Martin scoring from second. Noda on first, runners in the corners, no down, a run across in the eighth inning. James Outman, the center fielder. Big body in from the left side. Checks the swing as Howard gets ahead regardless. Fastball at 91, down and away. Outman is hitless tonight, although he's reached twice. He's walked and was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Came after he struck out against Garrett Acton in the second. He'll lean away from a changeup high here. Ball and a strike to count. Outman was in right field when Howard pitched on Tuesday, although he did not face him. Swings and misses at a changeup ducking underneath the bat at 86. And Howard in another two-strike count. That hasn't been the problem for Bryan tonight, is in terms of getting into the two-strike counts. He's had two strikes to every batter. The Noda single was on 0-2. Kelly and Martin both recording base hits on a 2-2 count. Here's the 1-2 pitch with Howard firing. Altman shoots one straight back and a foul ball. 8 runs on just 8 hits for the Aviators tonight. Also helps that they've taken 4 walks and have been hit by a pitch. The 2 home runs and a bases-clearing triple. The big difference thus far. Howard trying to get an out in the 8th inning. James Altman standing in. Takes a bouncing ball, picked up cleanly on a short hop by Langeliers, who looked to third with the ball ready to fire. McDonald is about a quarter of the way from third to second, and now shading deep behind the bag, so he wasn't going to be able to get there in time. Kelly holding on Noda at first, with Smith and Jackson shaded on that side of the infield. 2-2 pitch hit high in the air to left center field. It'll be Christian Pache, called off by Vince Fernandez. Left fielder makes the catch. Meanwhile, tagging up from third is Kelly. Noda tagged up but didn't advance as Kelly touches it up. A sacrifice fly from James Altman, his 7th RBI since being called up to AAA. And score now 8-3. Still some wiggle room for Howard, and Fran Reardon not going anywhere. It's going to be Howard to close out this 8th inning. One out, one runner on first. Shortstop Jake Amaya in from the right. Howard looking for a ground ball off the bat. He misses inside, falls behind a ball, no strikes. Amaya struck out to end the 2nd. Flying out to end the 4th. Grounded out to McDonald at 3rd and a fielder's choice to end the 6th. Fastball's high from Howard, and it goes to 2-0. Amaya also ended the inning twice last night. Make it thrice. He ended 3 innings last night. He's ended 3 already tonight. 6 out of the last 7 times he's come up, he's ended the frame. Checks the swing on a fastball that just missed. It looked high. Howard's behind 3-0 after giving up 3 singles and a run scoring on a sac fly. Romero loose behind him. Here's the pitch out of the stretch. And it's low for ball 4. 4 pitch walk. And here comes Fran up the steps in a hurry. Aviators manager coming up the steps as we speak, as he's going to pull Brian Howard. Faced 5 batters. The only out he recorded scored a run. Miguel Romero's going to pitch for the 2nd time in as many nights. He threw 26 pitches a night ago, and here he comes out of the bullpen. Howard out, Romero in. We'll step aside for the pitching change here with the score 8-3 with one out and one on in the bottom of the 8th inning.
Hey, Chuck, I got to tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Coming into an 8-3 game with the Aviators leading the Dodgers, it's the Cuban right hitter Miguel Romero making his second outing in as many games through one inning of work last night. It's his third outing of the series. Fran Reardon turning to Miguel Romero up against Tomas Tolis. Switch in and catcher who will do it from the left. This is the fourth at bat in which he's faced a new pitcher coming into the game. Can't make that up as Romero misses with a fastball up and out. Brian Howard gave up two runs so far on three hits. It's Noda on second. Amaya off first with one out. Meanwhile, the 1-0 pitch swung on, rolled back up the middle. Romero up to grab it on a bouncing ball. The underhand flip to first is in time. That one got dicey there for a moment. It didn't look like Romero fielded it with the glove that cleanly. He was able to transfer it in time. And doing the job, so to speak, is Tolis. A 1-3 ground out on the scorecard at home. But Noda up to third. Amaya up to second with two down. Romero tries to close the line out for Brian Howard in the eighth inning up against Eddie Alvarez. One for four with the base hit and a pair of strikeouts in his last two at-bats is the leadoff hitter. And from the left side, playing for the second straight night. Former Olympic speed skater Eddie Alvarez takes a fastball lifting the hands at 92, but it's a called strike from Miguel Romero. Howard's partial line, a third of an inning. Two runs so far on three hits with a walk and no strikeouts. 23 pitches, 13 of them were strikes. He'll leave with a no decision. Romero's 0-1 out of the stretch, bouncing in. A great block by Langoliers. Fastball, slider, knuckle curve. The arsenal of the right-hander out of Guantanamo, Cuba. 28-year-old that now resides in Miami, Miguel Romero. Comes set with the glove held close to the chest. He'll miss outside with a fastball. 93 on the gun as the count goes 2-1. So far on the year, Miguel Romero in 18 prior outings, 0-1 with a 9.74 ERA. Just 12 strikeouts in 20-plus innings. Also walked 15. Alvarez stares him down ahead of the 2-1. Needs a fastball away at 92. And Romero behind, three balls and a strike, with Miguel Vargas awaiting on deck. Alvarez, the seventh batter of the inning. Only time he's reached tonight was in the third on a base hit, but he was picked off by Grant Holmes to end that frame. With Jason Martin batting. Romero out of the stretch, gets a swing and a roped foul ball down the first base side. Look out. Into the camera well, and everybody looks to be all right. So now the count full. With Romero trying to limit the damage to two runs on three hits in the eighth inning. 8-3, the Aviators on top. They have just one more hit and the counterparts. Here we go, the 3-2 payoff offering. Way up and out for ball four. It's the second walk of the inning. Second time Alvarez has been on tonight. And that loads the bases. It'll bring the tying run on deck with Miguel Vargas advancing up to the plate. Ground rule double in his last plate appearance. Vargas 2-for-3 with a sacrifice fly in the seventh. Him and Ryan Noda, who's awaiting on third, the only two multi-hit performances so far tonight for Oklahoma City. And there is action in the OKC pen. A right-hander up and watching as Vargas fouls the first pitch back. That was the slider at 85. It looks like double barrel action. I do see Carson Fulmer up there. There is another reliever standing with a ball in his hand, but he's facing the front. Can't tell the number on the back of the jersey. Ground ball over the head of Romero. Charging is Jackson. Second baseman gloves, turns, and fires off the back foot in time. A great play by Jackson. Vargas grounds out. And in the bottom of the eighth inning, Oklahoma City on the board, but still trailing. Overall, two runs on three hits and a pair of walks. And the Aviators do up for what they open the final time in the top of the ninth inning, leading 8-3.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Top of the ninth inning, it's Yadier Alvarez in to throw for the Oklahoma City Dodgers, getting his final warm-up tosses in. With Oklahoma City on the board for a pair of runs in the eighth inning. Both charged to Brian Howard as the final line for the right-hander reads two runs on three hits and a walk. Reported just one out, one third of an inning, 23 pitches, 13 strikes. It was Miguel Romero coming in and getting a pair of ground outs with a walk mixed in between them and limiting the damage. Las Vegas leading 8-3, two up here in the top of the ninth. 2-3-4 up against him with Christian Pache, Vince Fernandez, and Shea Langeliers. First three batters to face off against the Cuban right-hander, Yadier Alvarez. Long and lanky at 6'3", 175 pounds. Flips a first pitch curveball down and away. Right-handed batting Pache doubled home all three runs, cleared the bases in the fourth, walked in the third and scored. He's grounded out and flied out to straightaway center field otherwise. Pache goes the other way. A ground ball off the glove of Noda into right field. Pache slams on the brakes, content with reaching base for the third time tonight. A missile off the bat, kind of an in-between hop for Noda. As a left-hander, he turned to the right, had the open glove open. It looked like it tipped off the bottom of the mitt. Another hard hit ball by Christian Pache. He's been stinging it tonight. They're going to rule that one as an error for Noda. Second error for Oklahoma City on the night. Fernandez, who homered in the third, stands in 1-4 overall. Home run number 9 on the year. They cleared the fence and right. He swings and misses well behind a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Alvarez. Fastball anywhere from 93 to 100, along with a slider, curveball, and an average-rated changeup. Cuban right-hander Alvarez, who's making his 17th outing of the year. Another fastball that Fernandez is unable to catch up with for strike two. 3-1 with a 4.26 ERA is Alvarez. 19 strikeouts in 19 innings. He's also walked 14 batters, but opponents hitting just .246 against him. Making his second outing of the series, he pitched back on Wednesday. He deals the fastball here, but it's outside at 98. Alvarez, easy velo. He really just kind of drops the arm and drives the legs. Generates a ton of momentum. He was the final pitcher for Oklahoma City in the 8-3 Aviators victory on the 5th back on Tuesday. He misses up and away yet again. Two balls, two strikes to Fernandez. He walked in the ninth inning back on Tuesday. Alvarez went an inning and a third. No runs on two hits, one walk, and a couple of strikeouts. Fans Smith and McDonald in back-to-back order to start the ninth. Facing Fernandez in the ninth, 3 days later, in an 8-3 game. Misses up for the third straight pitch from 0-2 to 3-2. Fernandez battling back. He struck out to end the first, then homered, driving in a pair in the third. And he's flied out deep to right and center. And his last two times up in the fourth and the sixth, respectively. Base is loaded with Pache watching off first. Payoff pitch outside. It's the fourth straight ball following two strikes to Fernandez. And after an error and a walk, Aviators going to add on. With two on, nobody out for Shea Langeliers. One of three, but he's reached thrice. Shea, the top prospect in the A's organization, the number 69-rated prospect in all of baseball. With a base hit, an RBI, and a stolen base all in one trip in the fourth. Shea now 5 of 5 in stolen base attempts on the year. Alvarez missing with a slider for ball one. Langeliers told me a couple of weeks ago at home that his goal is 10 stolen bases. Asked him, not thinking anything of it, what's your career high in a year? He said one. So he's trying to maximize his stolen base total by tenfold. Backs away from a curveball that misses inside as the right-on-right matchup goes 2-0. You hear Russ and I joke a lot that Langeliers runs well for a catcher. He runs well for everybody. He's an average runner, if not slightly above average, especially when you consider the position he plays. Takes that fastball way out, 3-0. Seven straight balls issued by Yadier Alvarez. Langeliers was the first batter he faced on Tuesday. He drove in a pair on a base hit, scoring McKinney and Davidson, who walked, put on by Bobby Wall. Alvarez right down the middle on 3-0. Langeliers with the reddest of red lights there. Didn't even pick up the front foot when that one was being offered in there. The count now 3-1 with Fernandez off first. Pache on second, an 8-3 game here in the top of the ninth in Oklahoma City. His pitch swung on and hit high down the first base side, but out of play for a foul ball. Now the count full at 3-2. Second straight batter that he's gone to a full count with. Walked Fernandez after getting up nothing and two. Pache was aggressive. Hit that 1-0 pitch on the right side that was misplayed by Noda. Here's the payoff offering. Langeliers hits one high but shallow to right. Sprinting in is Martin. Out goes Bush. It'll be the right fielder to make the catch for the out number one. No tag at first or second from Fernandez or Pache, so they're back to the bags. With Langeliers flying out for the first time today. Here comes Dalton Kelly. Double to the gap in left center. With one out and nobody on in the seventh, he didn't move past second base. Garcia struck out. McKinney grounded out to end the inning. Kelly's average up to 220. He's in from the left side with two on and one down. Takes a curveball in the dirt. Call for ball one. Kelly has been really, really good as of late. Average all the way up to 220. Here's the 1-0. Outside for ball two. You go back even to last week, Kelly's batting average was down in the 190s. All the way up to 220, a 30-point rise over the last calendar week. He's ahead two balls, no strikes here in his fifth plate appearance tonight as he takes a high heater for ball three. Third three-ball count in a row. He went full to Fernandez and Langeliers, and now Alvarez well behind Kelly, who aside from the double, has a double play ball that he grounded into and a pair of strikeouts. Cuban right-hander Yadier Alvarez fires, and Kelly takes a high fastball call for strike one. Domingo Tapia, hard-throwing right-hander, getting loose for the Aviators. Looks like he'll have the bottom of the ninth inning up against 3-4-5, Bush, Martin, and Romero for OKC. The score 8-3 for now. Aviators hoping to give Romero, rather Tapia, more than a five-run advantage. Kelly takes down and in for ball four. Base is loaded. One out for Dermis Garcia. That'll bring out a mound visit from the pitching coach, Dave Borkowski. Alvarez was pretty effective the other night. He's walked two, and the error from Noda can't really play solely on the first baseman. Pache absolutely hammering a pitch right at him on an in-between hop. So Borkowski on the mound, as well as the entirety of the infield, save for Noda. He's having a conversation with Dalton Kelly and the first base coach, Jason Hart. And home plate umpire Isaias Barba out to break up the meeting of the minds atop the mound. Bases loaded, one down. It's Kelly off first, Fernandez off second, Pache off third for Dermis Garcia. Singled and scored in the second, hitless since then. 1-4 overall for the Aviators' designated batter. 2-for-7 with the bases loaded this year. He's also walked twice. Even in five total runs with the sacks full. Right on right matchup with one down in the ninth. And Garcia swings and misses at a first pitch changeup. Alvarez throwing that one on the inner third. Really tough pitch to catch up with if you're not expecting it. Garcia thought it was going to be a fastball and tried to drive it over the left field fence. Left fielder Vargas way deep, just in front of the warning track. Slider just outside. And that was one of the examples of umpires still adjusting to the ABS. Isaias Barba flinched. He was ready to call that one a strike two. But he did not get the signal to rule it as a strike. So the count 1-1. Garcia swings at the pitch and fouls it back into the mid. Couldn't catch up to 98. And it goes 1-2 to the big body, Dermis Garcia. He popped out to Noda at first. Flying out to center. And struck out swinging, all after he singled in the second. Middle infield back, corner infield in. 1-2 from Alvarez, swung on, hit in the air down the right field side. Over into the corner goes Jason Martin, and he'll run out of room as it drops into the seats for a foul ball. Mentioned it earlier, but there is absolutely no room down in the corner. Similar to Las Vegas ballpark, but even more exaggerated here. You've got about a 5-foot distance from the foul line to the padded fence. But Garcia's able to stay alive. The 1-2 count, here's the offering from Alvarez. Look out, up and in. It goes off the glove of Talis, but it skips right back on top of home plate. No advancement from any of the runners. Pache off third. It was headed back to the bag the whole time. So it's even at 2-2 to Garcia. Crowd of 7,794 sticking around. We're just past 11 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. 57-minute rain delay before we got started. Here's the pitch from Alvarez. Garcia checks the swing on a ball that bounces. Talis blocked it, but he didn't know it. Sprung up out of the squat, turned around to the backstop as if it was right there, and ball's right between his legs. So now the count full. It's the third full count over the last four batters. And it's the fourth three-ball count of the inning. Nowhere to put Garcia. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Alvarez. Curveball in there for strike three. Garcia set down on strikes. That's the best pitch that Yadier Alvarez has thrown thus far. And if memory serves, that's the best pitch.